This story is about chess and self-confidence. More than 100 girls faced off in the 11th annual Philly Girls Play Chess Tournament. WHYY's Hemena Kondi reports the all-girl tournament tries to create a space where kindergartners to high school seniors can gain confidence in a male-dominated game.
Some 50 pairs of girls stare at their respective chessboards at a Drexel University conference room. The room is mostly silent, except for the movement of chess pieces and the tapping of digital clocks that time their moves. Sofia Hernandez is a 7th grader, and it's her second time at the Philly Girls Chess Tournament, hosted by Drexel and After School Activities Partnerships.
Before, I used to run the streets, play at the park with my friends, and because I used to see chess a lot, and I would think, oh, it's boring. All they're doing is sitting down and moving pieces. But when I actually started playing, I was like, oh my God, why is this more difficult than anything I've ever done in my life?
Third grader Jade Wesley says she likes competitive chess, but this tournament is special.
I like this better because mostly I'd be playing boys, but now I can play girls.
Amy Huang, a Temple University freshman and tournament judge, has played chess for almost a decade. She says a tournament like this one helps girls find a place in a sport dominated by boys.
You see that you have a community that you can go to. You see that it's not just you. There's a bunch of girls that are playing this sport.
Marcy Soslow, a coach and parent of a participant, says in a game where players can contest moves, the all-girl space also allows players to advocate for themselves.
I think that if you're in a situation where it's mixed sexes, females may be a little more shy to raise their hand and ask for that help.
And this all-girl tournament gives Sophie hope more girls will enter and stay in the game.
Us women taking a stand. We are populating.
Hemena Kondi, WHYY News.